From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farah Jadea. Happy Friday, everybody. Today, we'll take a closer look at why some parents are keeping their kids in school this summer. We'll also talk with Crystal Wadsworth, the first white student to graduate from an historically black Alabama high school. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in Washington, D.C. Every year about this time, President Bush proclaims June Black History Month. Black Music Month, we should say. And this year is no exception. Yesterday, President Bush issued a statement saying, quote, "Born out of great pain and strong faith, that music has helped African Americans endure tremendous suffering and overcome injustice with courage, faith, and hope," end quote. To mark Black Music Month, News and Notes kicks off a new series on the past and future of hip-hop. Later in the show, we'll sit down with the author of a new Dr. Dre biography. And Monday, we'll have an interview with rap mogul Russell Simmons. You will not want to miss that. But first, another headline, this one from Paris and the French Open. On Wednesday, tennis star Venus Williams hit a ball into the record books. She fired off the fastest serve for any women's tennis main draw match in history. And how fast was it? You ready? 129 miles per hour. Needless to say, Venus went on to win the match. The previous match record of 127 miles per hour is held by, you guessed it, another Williams, Venus's sister Serena.